News Talk 1620 WTAW. William Bouse here from the Bryan Fire Department, and the temperatures have again started going up, and hopefully that has not corresponded in an increase of fire department activity.
Not yet. I'm sure the Commissioner's Court will be looking at that closely and monitoring it in their weekly meetings. If it dries out too much more, we may still be looking at a possible burn ban.
Well, what's on today's agenda for you?
Well, Citizens Fire Academy is coming up. We're going to be hosting one starting September the 5th and going through October 29th. The application deadline is August the 5th, so that gives you about a week and a half still to get registered for it. The easiest way is applying online at www.bryantx.gov. If you want to do this, the meetings will be a three-hour class on Thursdays from 6 to 9. Meals are usually provided. Sometimes they get together, do potluck. Sometimes the firefighters will cook something, which is always a good thing. This is going to be, for anybody who hasn't heard about a Citizens Fire Academy, it's a chance for us to show the citizens who come to this class kind of what it's like to be a member of the fire department, what it's like to be a firefighter. Our job's kind of different than everybody else's, and so it's a chance for us to kind of let them see our world. And we try to do that through some classes, through some hands-on activities. They actually get to touch and feel some of the equipment, work with it. We culminate at the end with a live burn out at Brayton Firefield. So they'll come out one, I believe, Saturday, and they'll actually be able to, we'll help them gear up. Anybody who wants to actually fight fires out at the firefield, we'll guide them through doing that process so they'll actually get to experience it.
So for those who may have gone to the public demonstration last night, if you want to get a little bit closer, here's your opportunity.
That's it. Now, we do have a couple of restrictions. The first one is that you have to be 18 years of age, at least. The other one is that it's limited to 20 people, so if you're interested, please go ahead and get your application in. And we ask that you try to commit to coming to all the classes if you do this, because we usually do have to cut it off and turn people away, and certainly if you can't really make all of them, then you're kind of taking somebody else's spot. So we ask that you make sure you can commit the time. And we do ask that you live or work in the city of Bryan. But we've always had good luck with these academies, and everybody's really enjoyed them. They've enjoyed being able to do the types of things and see the activities, and we also offer for them to go with an opportunity to do a ride along so they can actually go out on some calls with some of our equipment and actually see what it's like out there. But we've had good feedback, and we enjoy doing this and letting citizens kind of get introduced to our world.
What else we have going on?
Okay, for all those parents who have a child age 4 to 11, next week is the Lieutenant Eric Wallace Fire Gator Camp. That'll be all week long. It'll be out at the Children's Museum. That's at 111 East 27th Street. Phone number for any further information on that is 779-KIDS, 779-5437. That'll be 4 to 11, teaching fire safety, letting them see fire trucks, all kinds of activities for them. So great time. The kids love it. So if you have a child 4 to 11, consider bringing them to the Fire Gator Camp.
Okay. Also on the schedule?
Okay. Now I'm going to step over here and help out our brethren over in the police department. They are big supporters of us. We work very closely together taking care of the public, and I'm pleased to help my PIO over there out a little bit and throw some stuff out. Tonight is the second night of Constable Brian Bachman Tip-A-Cop. It's support Special Olympics. It's at the Texas Roadhouse from 5:30 to 10:30. It's said here that they were going to also be selling Brian Bachman Memorial T-shirts. I assume they are, unless they've run out. But between 5:30 and 10:30, go to Texas Roadhouse, eat a meal. Police officers will be assisting with pouring drinks and other weight activities, and they're doing it for tips to support Special Olympics. And if anybody is interested in being a Bryan police officer, they are accepting applications. The deadline is August 14th. The test date will be August 24th. On the test date, there will be a Scantron test followed by a physical fitness test at Blinn, and that will start at 9 a.m. Applications can be found on the city website, the one I mentioned earlier, www.bryantx.gov. There is a contact person, Lori Burnt, at 209-5323. So if you have any particular questions about, I did something stupid when I was a kid, is it really going to hurt my chances, or any other question that you need answered before you go through this process, you can call them. I know I've heard enough of this stuff before, and being a law enforcement officer myself, I kind of know what the regulations are and requirements. And there is some of those little things that you did as a kid, and you might wonder, is this going to come back to haunt me? And they can answer that question, but a lot of times some of that stuff is forgivable. So check into it if you're interested.
And as an aside, earlier this month, the Bryan City Council enthusiastically approved adding fire department positions, but that's part of the fiscal 2014 budget, which doesn't start until October 1st. So look for that after October 1st on the city website.
I would expect so. Same city website, www.bryantx.gov.
Yep. In the upper right-hand corner of the website, it's the employment tab, and you go from there. Anything else?
That's it. Just be careful out there. It's really hot. Make sure and hydrate and drink lots of water. And come out to Texas Roadhouse tonight.
Very good. William Bowles, the Bryan Fire Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.